LSU student Clarissa Bruns of Shreveport just returned from a three-week study abroad in Cuba. Bruns and 10 students carried out ethnographic research, interviewing Cubans on a variety of topics. Bruns is a majoring in civil engineering and French. She says she went to Cuba not knowing what to expect. The people made a lasting impression.
You're surprised by how creative and ingenious and just, I mean, full of energy everybody is there that you meet, especially people who are really pushing themselves to become more and more educated.
LSU history professor Devin Benson, a Cuban scholar, led the trip. It's the second year that LSU's Ogden Honors College has taken students to Cuba. Benson travels to Cuba twice a year to do research and to stay abreast of developments in the country. She encourages her students to use all their senses as they explore this new world.
I did want them to go about and try and just really to use their eyes and ears to see Cuba as a real place standing on its own, rather than based on the assumptions that many people, especially Americans, bring with them when they arrive in Cuba.
LSU academic coordinator Jeremy Joyner says LSU will continue to strengthen ties with Cuba, and the dramatic diplomatic improvement between the two countries could mean that LSU develops an exchange of visiting scholars.
Hopefully this Cuba study abroad program will just be a piece of what could be a larger Cuba program or collaboration between LSU and Cuba.
Joyner says Ogden Honors College is already planning next year's trip. He anticipates the program will grow, given that there aren't very many universities that offer this opportunity. Joyner says the trip is open to college students from outside LSU. Benson's book on race relations will be published next year.